213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Action. Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous depuis la Finlande, notamment Mr. Mathias Lindman qui est en direct ce soir. Hi Mathias, how are you?
Hello, I'm really good actually.
Yes. Mathias qui est en direct donc avec nous pour nous présenter ce soir le nouvel album qui sortira dans 3 jours, c'est-à-dire le 18 septembre, Fintroll, Vredesvavd notamment. L'album, bien sûr, il se veut folk, metal finlandais. Après 23 ans de carrière, donc le groupe sortira son 7e album. Et donc la semaine, dans 3 jours notamment, via le label Century Media Records. Mathias, it's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on 213 Rock Show, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, and thank
really
you.
Cool to be here.
Yes,
really
me too.
Cool to be here.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank you for accepting my interview request. Hell yeah.
And no problem.
Mathias, you have been silent for 7 years since the album Blåst Svart. And it was released on 2013. Yeah, that's right. And you had a lot of ideas that you didn't like in the end during that time. I mean, the processes of creation of the new album.
Yeah, well, yeah, we have, being back and forth with this album for so long time, you know. When we, in 2013, we went on a long tour for the Blåst album. I had a couple of European tours, went to America, we did lots of shows, other parts of the world as well. And, we tried to write something, but really couldn't, it didn't feel right. We were didn't know what we wanted to sound like. We went in different directions, and nothing really worked. So we did some more shows, took it easy, and all of a sudden there's like many years have passed and we have written like maybe like 2 or 3 songs. So last year we decided that it's time to start really working because we need a 2020 release for the album. And, here we are now, sort of wrote itself after we found that the kind of red thread that we want on this album. So yeah, here we are.
Ouais, effectivement, hein, pour 2013, d'ailleurs 2014, il y a eu un live qui est sorti en même temps, au passage, donc je précise. Effectivement, le groupe a eu une très très longue tournée à travers l'Europe, à travers l'Amérique, les États-Unis, etc. Ça a été très très long. Ils ont essayé de composer, hein, mais durant la tournée, etc. Parce que sur une journée, il y a beaucoup de temps mort, donc ils ont essayé de profiter de ce temps mort pour pouvoir composer, mais les idées étaient pas bonnes, effectivement. Donc ils étaient pas satisfaits du tout. Et finalement, ils ont attendu la fin de la tournée et reprendre un petit peu le courant de la vie pour pouvoir commencer à composer et être satisfait de ce qu'ils ont fait, quoi. And Mathias, the best solution for the new album was to look back on the origin of Fintroll, something like very good folk and black metal music, right?
Yeah, that was the thing, because on all these albums we try to come up with something new, something we haven't done before, For example, the Niflwind album had the big orchestrations, that was sort of the twist on that album. This album, when we were looking for that twist, it actually came in the form of, going back to our roots, to introducing that old school Fintroll sound a little bit back. There's also a lot of new Fintroll sounds on this album, but the twist or the kind of idea we were looking for was actually about going back to our roots and to, maybe like how black metal sounded in the northern parts of Europe in the end of the 90s, beginning of 2000.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc la meilleure solution qu'ils aient trouvée pour solutionner leur problème comme ça de composition et de création, c'est d'être retourné dans les origines de Fintroll, carrément, quoi. Les origines folk du groupe, les origines black metal du groupe en tout cas. Et donc je disais tout simplement qu'effectivement le groupe est revenu. Donc la meilleure solution qu'ils aient trouvée, c'était de revenir aux origines du groupe Fintroll, c'est-à-dire dans du bon folk, du black metal, les signes, les roots, vraiment la racine du groupe et tout, pour pouvoir composer ce nouvel album, effectivement. Et donc visiblement ils ont réussi, puisqu'ils ont trouvé la bonne formule en tout cas pour trouver les bonnes idées, les développer et pouvoir enfin enregistrer cet album. Ça a pris beaucoup de temps, on vous l'a dit tout à l'heure, quasiment 7 ans de silence, mais en tout cas ils l'ont mis à profit, quoi. I said finally Fintroll finds its nostalgia by putting its black metal roots, I mean the new album.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, Me and Trollhorn, when we were working on this album, we sort of went back into, you know, the music that we really liked and enjoyed, you know, when we were a bit younger, you know, around maybe 97 to 99, that kind of style of Swedish and Norwegian black metal that was out there. And then we got, you know, like so much inspired of it, you know, and doing this kind of nostalgic sounds that it sort of became the element that went through the whole album in the end.
Mm-hmm. Bien sûr, bien évidemment qu'il est qui déchire ce titre, enfin cet album, puisque il est vraiment dans l'esprit scandinavian, etc. Donc je vous dis, hein, l'album sortira le 18. Pour les fans, vous allez être comblés, en tout cas, ceux qui aiment la folk, ceux qui aiment tout le côté black, vous allez être très comblés avec ce nouvel album. And finally, Vredesvavd will be an album full of anger. It's strong, very strong.
Yeah, thank you so very much. That's really nice to hear, because after 7 years, you know, we really wanted to create something that, you know, people will really enjoy and really, you know, think that is something really special, you know.
Ouais, effectivement. Ouais, donc comme je vous l'ai dit, hein, l'album sera donc effectivement, il sera plus direct avec des riffs qui tuent. L'album sera beaucoup plus ils avaient faim en tout cas de faire quelque chose d'énorme. Il sera fort, il sera très très fort. Ouais, il est très heureux en tout cas du résultat, et là, il a hâte que ça sorte et de voir déjà les premiers commentaires. En tout cas, ça va être au top. Ouais, effectivement, ça va être au top, quoi. Mathias, I said the band previously stated about the new album Vredesvavd is shamelessly and untrady, fierce and catchy album raising a mushroom cladded middle finger towards the lazy rock music. It's really funny.
yeah, that was sort of our idea, because many bands, when they get older, especially if they haven't released an album in a long time, then they release an album, and it's usually, you know, they it's sort of, sometimes it feels like they got a bit old, that, you know, the music that they're doing, you know, they slow down, they take it easy, and they go the safe way. But we really wanted to you know, to put it in the next gear, to put it up, to make it more, a little bit more fast, a little bit more melodic, a little bit more brutal, to, you know, to show everyone that we actually still have the energy and that we are here, you know, 120%, you know.
Mm. Ouais, effectivement. Donc ils ont sorti une phrase qui est quand même assez marrante, notamment où ils font un gros doigt, comme ils disent, hein. A raising mushroom cladded finger, middle finger toward to lazy rock music. C'est juste marrant comme phrase. C'est-à-dire, c'est un gros doigt, quoi, complètement sur ceux qui critiquent, etc. Et puis eux, ils reviennent, ils ont fait un gros disque, et en même temps, au groupe paresseux, quoi, qui mettent énormément de temps à sortir quelque chose, quoi. En fait, voilà, quoi. C'était une belle joke, quoi. En tout cas. Yes, I said the idea of the imagination of the clip video forcing is great. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. When we released Force and when we started working on it, we sort of wanted to do something, you know, a little bit different that we hadn't done in a while. And we actually contacted the ones that made the video for Underbergsrot exactly 10 years ago. So we contacted them again, and they were really eager to work with us. And they really, you know, they really created something that is really cool this time, you know, that is actually exactly sort of what I'm singing about in the song as well. And I couldn't be happier. It turned out really, really awesome.
Ouais, le clip Forcine, hein, qui est sorti il y a quelques temps, en tout cas, il est juste génial. C'est un beau dessin animé, en tout cas. C'est vraiment bien fait. Allez le voir. C'est vraiment l'esprit du groupe, etc. C'est assez amusant aussi, au passage. Non, c'est bien. Allez le voir. D'ailleurs, Myriam, peut-être que sur la page Facebook de 113 Rock, ainsi que sur la page Vinyl Times, faut le poster, ce clip, parce qu'il est vraiment très, très beau, quoi, et très fun, quoi. En tout cas, moi, j'aime bien. J'ai grandement apprécié, quoi. And Vredesvavd was recorded and mixed at the famous Sonic Pump Studio, mastered at the Czech Makers and produced by your keyboard player, Trollhorn, Henry Sorvali, and you, Mathias. What a job. What a great
Definitely.
Job. Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, we decided, because we have done the last three albums before also, we have been working at Sonic Pop Studios. Mm. So, so, you know, we have been really happy with what they've been doing, and it's really good location. You know, everybody has got a short way to get there, and everything is working out. And Nino, he's a really good producer as well. So
yes,
we were really happy to go back to, you know, that place. And, you know, because when we're there, it's like you're coming home a little bit. You don't feel like you know, sometimes, you know, it can take a while to feel home at some place. And there's nothing like this. We, you know, it's like really relaxed, chill atmosphere, and everything is good. So yeah, we were really, really happy to be back there. And yeah, so I've been, this whole album was really cool, actually, like after finished with all these, you know, people, good people involved.
Ok, pour enregistrer cet album, hein, le Fred Desvad, donc qui sortira dans 3 jours le 18, ils sont partis au fameux Sonic Pump Studio notamment, beaucoup de noms, hein, si je vous dis, il y a beaucoup de noms qui ont enregistré là-bas en tout cas, et donc il a été travaillé, composé, enregistré avec donc le keyboard player, donc le clavier du groupe, Henry Trollhorn, Sorvali et Mathias himself, en tout cas un gros boulot, je vous dis, c'est un gros boulot qu'ils ont abattu, c'est juste énorme, énorme, énorme. And finally, Fred Desvad will be released in 3 days, a really after these years of thinking, pain and joy, I think that will be the day.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna be so happy, you know, on Friday when it's out there, and all this, you know, all these, you know, we've been sweating about for so many years now, you know, since 2014, maybe 2015 something, you know, it's gonna be such a relief to have it finally out. You know, the only thing we have now to figure out is the touring, how, you know, how we will get out there, and you know, how we can actually play, and because of how the world is right now. But we'll figure out something, and we'll be, you know, next year we'll be full on Fintroll experience around the world. You know.
Donc c'est une après avoir subi la peine, les douleurs et les joies notamment, finalement, le disque débarquera dans 3 jours parce qu'il a été aussi reporté. Donc, c'est pour ça aussi, effectivement, à cause du coronavirus, déjà, donc également, ça a été annoncé en juillet dernier. Finalement, ça y est, dans 3 jours, c'est un soulagement total après de beaucoup, de longs mois de douleurs et de peines, en tout cas. Et maintenant, c'est une joie qui s'installe. Donc, là, comme ça, c'est juste magnifique. And just before the end, the artwork is superb. I can imagine your next merchandising because the artwork is superb. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I really, really like, you know, the artwork on this one. And it's also, it's following the music. It's getting a bit darker, but it also have these really wonderful colors to it that I really, really enjoy as well. So yeah, I'm really happy to have, you know, the artwork goes so hand in hand with the feelings of this album. It's going to be an amazing package, you know.
Ouais, l'artwork, donc elle est belle, hein. Pareil, vous allez la voir, elle est postée aussi sur la page Facebook 213 Rock, notamment, et l'artwork est très, très beau. Enfin, allez voir, c'est vraiment très, très bien imaginé, quoi. Are you thinking of coming to see us in France, maybe next year or 2022?
Yes, definitely. I think we have already some shows booked there. Maybe on the, we are gonna go on a full European tour in March and April, and yeah, there are definitely some French dates. I think there are four shows in France on
okay.
that one.
So yeah, yeah, we will post it. Yes. Really cool. Okay, we will post after the show, of course. Ouais. Bien sûr qu'il y a des dates qui sont bookées déjà, notamment en mars. Mais comme je vous l'ai dit, il faut prendre tout ça avec précision, avec des pinces, quoi. Il faut vraiment prendre les informations avec très très précaution, quoi. Surtout en temps qui court. So, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please, Mathias?
Well, yeah, I really want everyone out there, you know, to stay safe and to, you know, take care of everyone, and so we can see you next year, you know, in March and April, and, you know, give you a really good tour experience, really good live show for you out there. And also, I really hope that you enjoy the album that is going to be released in 3 days.
Ok, merci. Et ben voilà, vous l'avez entendu, Mathias Hillmann, le chanteur du groupe Fintroll, était en direct. Je vous rappelle que l'album Vredesvavd sortira dans 3 jours, c'est-à-dire le 18 septembre. Mais voici tout de suite, voici le titre Forcing, donc le clip que je vous ai dit tout à l'heure qui est super beau. Voici le single Forcing, rien que pour vous ce soir sur 213 Rock, Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Thank you, Mathias.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Garage Days. Fin Troll sur 213 Rock, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Sympa, sympa, Mathias, en tout cas, super cool. L'interview, un peu Garage Days notamment, mais bon, c'était super cool. Ouais, effectivement, ça peut arriver, hein, comme ça, Traffic Roads, quoi, sur le bord de la route, en tout cas, c'est cool, quoi. En tout cas, j'espère que vous avez apprécié. On a donné le meilleur de même.